This is a social experiment on the general public. No consent form is needed. Just hear us out. Why don't you care when you should care? 'Cause you only can care when it's affecting you. Why don't you care when you should care? 'Cause you only can care when it's impacting you. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Blind leads the blind, we all will fall in the same ditch. Can we get a president that actually will give a shit? I ain't attacking nobody, just stating what's necessary. If you think this just about smoking, let me say this very clearly. People locked up in the pen, they ain't gonna see their kids again. Oh, what, a little gram of weed? You gotta be kidding me, man. You say you're doing your job, well, I think you're doing it wrong. Protect and serve the community that you bring reinforcements on. Why don't you care when you should care? 'Cause you only can care when it's affecting you. Why don't you care when you should care? 'Cause you only can care when it's impacting you. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now.
We have come to a scientific conclusion that we need to conduct more research. Until further notice, we will continue our investigation.
You can check the statistics and demographics. Now you tell me who exactly they attacking. Then I bet you they gon' come with something foul. Are the legitimates of how they don't know how. Yeah, black lives matter and all lives matter too. But it doesn't really matter until they start killing you. Hope that never happens, hope you never ever feel this pain. And then just to be dismissed like you were just a fucking game. Let's shift the blame, Bill Cosby shame. The color of the dress is all the same. Likes, Instagram posts, these Snapchat though. Don't photobomb my selfie ho. Who won the VMAs or the Grammys today? Let's boycott Oscars, trash can Oscar. Looks like weed anyway. So many notifications that we don't notice we wasting. All this time, all this money, all this energy saving. I'm just trying to be patient, but I'm just tired like patience. Don't bring others no harm, still criminal in the making. That's why. Why don't you care when you should care? 'Cause you only can care when it's affecting you. Why don't you care when you should care? 'Cause you only can care when it's impacting you. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. Stop it, just stop it, stop it, just stop it right now. This is a podcast for spiritual downloads, star seeds, light workers, and authenticity. Spiritual awareness is advised. Welcome to the 1111 Synchronized Podcast. So glad to have you here. Let's all join together with a deep breath in and a deep breath out. So, we meet again. I'm so honored. And if you've made it this far, then you've probably heard the song by the artist we know and love, Mary J. Wanna. That was Why Don't You Care? That is the question for today. Why? That is the theme for eternity. Why don't you care? And so really, what I would really prefer is you to watch the video. So I've left the video link in the recommendations. The video does more justice than the actual song. But that's a great question to pose. Why don't you care?
Just think about that. Why? So, for starters, why don't you care to submit those requests? So please, if you have a topic request that you'd like to hear, if you're just now joining, please send a topic request to my inbox on Instagram at AgentK21Podcast. You can find me on most of the social media at Agent K, at AgentK21Podcast. Send me a direct message. Let me know what you want to hear. You can also reach out via text, via email. Send me a fax. Any of those things are welcomed here. But if you have a topic that you'd like to hear, if you'd like to be a feature on one of these recordings here, please reach out. Let's collaborate. Let's do this. So, something else I just thought of is the fact that it is actually a new moon today. Usually I'm pretty good with knowing the moon phases, but I was not aware that, completely didn't even know what date it was today. So there's a new moon. Now, when there's a new moon, it's a great time to set intentions. There's an episode I did titled Intention, if you want to hear more about that. But it's a great time to set intentions. And the new moon, we don't see it. But just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. So we may not see how everything is connected, yet it is. We may not see the ramifications of our actions and our choices, but they have consequences for the positive and the negative. So keeping this in mind as we discover this theme of understanding the motivation between why we don't care. And if you haven't already purchased your merchandise, there is a merch store listed in the description as well. You can get merchandise as well. And if you would like to give back in any way, shape, or form, donations are always appreciated, as well as sharing these episodes. Please share them with your friends, with your loved ones, with anyone who you think may benefit from it, as well as subscribing to the YouTube channel. Subscribe in advance so you can see those videos that are coming out from previous episodes, but that will be caught up to this current date at some point in time. So doing all of those things really helps show that you do care. And if you don't care to do any of those things, then maybe you care enough about yourself to book yourself a counseling session with myself, or a Reiki session with my associate, my colleague, Sada. And if you want to hear more about Reiki, we did an entire episode on that. You can check that out as well. But if you care about healing and spirituality, I'd recommend you book yourself any help that you need, whether it's counseling, whether it's any other form or modality that may be helpful to you. It doesn't have to be with me or through my service, but love yourself enough to do that for yourself. And if you've always wanted to learn how to play a musical instrument, and perhaps the traditional style of learning doesn't come natural to you, or you struggle with understanding, you don't know where to start, or maybe you just want to learn how to tap into your own soul song. That is also something I will assist you with, showing you how to make your own original music. Not mine, not a cover, but your own intuition, your own music. If that's something you would like to do, please send me an email to theagentk21music@gmail.com and let me know what days and times and what you would like to learn. That whether it's songwriting, whether it's production, whether it's an instrument, whether it's anything related to music, please reach out. So those are some of the services that are offered: counseling, Reiki, cardinal healing, and also dream interpretations. So if you've been having a lot of dreams, which we are now officially in Pisces season, which means we're connected to the etheric realm of the astral planes. We're connected to that wisdom of the flowing waters through us. So that means emotions and depth and also the spirit realm. So things may be showing up in your subconscious. And if you want to understand a little bit more, I do offer dream interpretation as well. You can reach out to find more about that. And if you would like to actually be a part of this team and add something that you have, something unique that you contribute, some modality that you are an expert at or
not even an expert, but passionate about, and you want to help the collective, please reach out. Let me know how you want to join this empire. Work with me, not for me, and let's make this thing happen. So all of those things are going on right now. And we are still in the season, in the month, in the midst of Black History. So happy Black History Month. If your skin is kissed by the sun, this is for you. Please know that you are beautiful. Please know that you are wanted and needed and valued. Please know that, regardless of anything anyone else has ever said or shared to you. So with that, I'm going to get here into the Black History Fact. But before I do, I want to remind you all that for the month of March, I will be taking a break from recording. So that will give you all a chance to binge, to review, to just vibe, whatever it is for that time frame. And then I will be back to provide more episodes. And then we'll be taking another break, our official annual Selah for the month of June and moving forward. So I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that. For the month of March, I will be taking a break. And the official new year hasn't started yet, in my opinion, until we reach Aries season. And Aries season is sometime in March. So for the entire month, I'll be taking a break. And I encourage you to rest as well. So getting into our Black History Fact today. Today, we celebrate and honor in Black History Joyce Bryant. Joyce Bryant was an American singer, dancer, and civil rights activist who achieved fame in the late 1940s and early 1950s as a theater and nightclub performer. She was born October 14th, 1927, and she recently transitioned on November 20th, 2022. With her signature silver hair and tight mermaid dresses, she became an early African-American sex symbol, garnering such nicknames as the Bronze Blonde Bombshell and the Black Marilyn Monroe and the Voice You'll Always Remember. Now, I could say a whole lot about those nicknames, but I will hold off. I will not address the elephant in the room of how all of those nicknames were associated with popular culture or European culture. I'm going to leave that. I still said it, but I'm going to leave that for now. But the silver hair actually damaged her hair, and she did not enjoy working on the Sabbath as she felt uneasy with her image. Quoting Joyce, she said, "Religion has been a part of her." She said, and it was a very sinful thing she was doing, being very sexual. And she recalled, "I had a very bad throat condition, and I was doing 8 performances a day. A doctor was brought in to help, and he said, 'I can spray your throat with cocaine, and that will fix the problem, but you'll become addicted.'" Then she overheard her manager say, in quotes, "I don't care what you do, just make her sing." Further, Joyce Bryant hated being in these clubs. She was often, as many people can expect, abused as a woman in these situations. She was once beaten in her dressing room after rejecting a man's advances. Her disenchantment with the drug and gangster subcultures, combined with pressure from her management, led Bryant to quit performing late in 1955. Bryant met frequently with Martin Luther King Jr., a fan of her singing, to support his efforts to bring basic material comforts to the Blacks. Why does it say it like that? I don't know. Bryant believed the struggle for civil rights to be the struggle for all people who believed in God. But when she confronted her church, asking it to take a stand against discrimination, the church refused with the reasoning, "But these are of earthly matters and thus of no spiritual importance." So as you can imagine, Joyce Bryant was disillusioned, and she returned back to entertaining in 1960. And so forth and so forth. If you want to read more about Joyce Bryant, I would encourage you to type into your best friend Google or any search engine that you prefer, Joyce Bryant. And there's actually a documentary entitled Joyce Bryant, The Lost Diva, that is in the works. So be on the lookout for that. Now, thank you, Joyce Bryant, for your legacy. Thank you for your convictions to what you stood for. Thank you for your choices. And so I just want to honor her legacy with a brief moment of silence. Thank you. So I wanted her to be the honored guest for Black History Month because she's not a prominent figure that we hear of too often. We know of Martin Luther King Jr., we know of Rosa Parks, we know of all these people, but there are so many unsung voices, unknown names. And hers is one of those that we don't really hear too often of. But I felt that it went so well with the theme of Why Don't You Care? Because here you have this devoutly religious person going to her religious sectors, and their response to things that she was passionate about is that that's no concern of us. That is of earthly matters. Let me just tell you, there is nothing that is not of concern to the human race because it's all connected. There is nothing that is just spiritual. There's nothing that's just physical. Everything is connected. Without one, the other does not exist. So woe unto thee, to those churches, to those dark churches, to those dark, the dark religions that promote this toxic energy, fear, blame, separation. That's all that creates is more division, more injustice, more people who feel like nobody cares, more people who lose their own interest in caring as well. So when is it gonna stop? When is all of this going to stop? And it starts with us. If the world goes to shit, it's because we allowed it to. And we can't change anyone else's opinion. Joyce couldn't change her religious leaders' opinions. But what she could do is take that power herself and decide to do something different. So before I go any further in this topic, I'd like to take an intermission and have a special guest say a few words, and then I will return and say much more. So thank you, and we'll be right back.
And if there's anything that I've learned, is that we can only fix this world together. We can't do it divided. I cannot emphasize that enough. We can't let the desensitivity seep in. If it's your problem, then it's not mine. It's a woman's problem. It's a black people problem. It's a poor people problem. I mean, how many of us in this room have colleagues and partners and friends from other races, sexes, religions? Show of hands. Well, then, you know, they want to break bread with you, right? They like you? Well then, this is their problem too.
Welcome back. If you didn't know that voice already, that was a special guest, Rihanna. Thank you so much for joining this chat. Thank you for your words. And thank you for your performance, I suppose. At the Super Bowl. I didn't watch it, but I'm sure it was great. Why don't people care about things that affect us all? Usually, it seems that most of us are pretty selfish in the most negative, self-centered type of way. That's the norm. That's the opposite of the selfishness I spoke about on the episode titled Selfishness. Most people don't care until it hits close to home. Then it's now something to advocate for. So the question is, how can we get to that place before that? Before we reach that state of now that is personally impacting me or directly impacting me, how can we care before that? And, you know, I didn't think that it was this bad until it became this bad. I always knew nobody really cares. Nobody cares. Your job doesn't care if you die the next day. They don't care if you're stressed out. They're going to replace your ass the next day. You know, you're here and then you're forgotten. Nobody truly cares. But all that energy and attitude does is contributes to the epidemic of loneliness that most people feel. That is a common thread in the human experience, in my opinion, is the feeling of loneliness. So how can we bridge that gap? I think some things that can help us bridge that gap is connecting to ourself. Connecting to who we are. Most of us don't know who we are. Most of us have forgotten who we are. Most of us have either rejected or severed our connection to source, to our higher self, to whatever you want to call it, the universe at large. So most of us are aimlessly going through life with no guidance, no GPS. That's a plug. That's a GPS plug for an episode titled GPS. Don't worry about it. But why don't people care? It really hit home for me how deep people don't care. Last year, June 30th, 2022, when my beloved Spiral transitioned to the ancestral plane, becoming an ascended master. If you want to hear more about the never-ending spiral, you can check that out as well. But the lack of compassion, empathy, support that I received made me realize the magnitude of either people not caring or the magnitude of feeling isolated by the very people that you would think would care. And so I realized I could either take this personally and feel hurt by this, or I could see this as an opportunity to create something new. See, I've always been someone who never fit into this world. I've always been someone who's been outcast. And I could either feel alone by that reality, or I can feel empowered to realize I don't belong here. And that could either be a good thing or a bad thing. I choose to look at it as a good thing. I don't belong here, meaning I belong somewhere else, meaning I come from somewhere else, meaning I'm here to create something else. Because I definitely don't belong to a lot of these institutions and a lot of these mindsets and programs that exist. So I recently shared on the previous episode that I was actually in a situation that required forgiveness, which was the title of the previous episode. And alongside of that, I had to take off work to tend to other needs I had. And when I took off from work, I told my supervisor, hey, I'm not going to be able to work because I've just been in a car accident. Their response was so void of any human emotion. I just realized I already knew we were headed towards more robotic interactions. I just didn't know how close we were to already being there. And when my supervisor responded with no heart, with no anything besides beep, bop, boop, bop, I said, oh, we're here, we're here, we are here. And just thinking of the course of different experiences I've had, such as the one I mentioned of last year, I started realizing people are so disconnected. People are really losing their human nature, I suppose, in a sense. People are becoming so desensitized. People are becoming so numb. People are becoming so cut off that they have no clue what they're doing. I recently went to an authentic Mexican restaurant, and it was so many different energies just within this one event, this one moment. And I realized I'm part of a generation that's in between two worlds. See, the generation that's ahead of mine lives in a state of denial. So they're not co-creators with reality. They're actually opposing reality because they're not even existing in reality. And I experienced that at this Mexican restaurant. It was an older generation primarily, and there was just this absent-mindedness energy of what we all just experienced, such as a pandemic, such as everything we're still experiencing. And there was just this glazed over feeling of people who are not even literally existing. They're in an alternate reality. They're in an overlay. They're in an illusion. They're not even able to manifest because they are not in reality. And then from there, I wanted to get me a little beverage, you know? So I went to this kava bar and I was getting me some drinks. And I'm at the kava bar and I realized, again, I'm stuck between two generations. The older generation, or the one that's ahead of mine, is in denial. And the one that's directly below mine, or that comes after my generation, is completely lost. And I just felt like, what am I even in? I just felt like I was in such a time warp. So I'm at the kava bar, and there's a younger generation, a younger mindset, younger souls. And at this bar, they're playing a trivia game. And when I've visited this bar before, they're watching television, but on the television, they're watching video games. And I just thought, I just feel so disconnected from any of that as well. Any of the lack of human interaction, any of the lack of interpersonal skills that exists on both realms, both levels. So I just feel stuck in this place of where do I belong? Because all I see is people who don't care, people who are so disconnected. And it was just built upon so many other experiences of realizing how little people get it. There are some who do get it, and I'm grateful for those who get it. But the majority of the collective does not get it. And there's a great awakening because of this contrast. Because where there's contrast, there's expansion. So I can look at this and feel really terrified, or I can look at this and feel really grateful because I know there's an opportunity for something new to be birthed through all of this. So understanding why people don't care. I have a couple of thoughts as to what is going on with the collective. This disassociated from reality, disassociating from self. People are so disillusioned just as much as I felt, seeing how robotic people are becoming, seeing how animated people are becoming, how the image that we see is not who people are. So a couple of things I listed as far as why people don't care. And I'm sure there's more, and I'm sure there's other details to add to it. But in my opinion, people have stopped caring because they've traded human connection for artificial intelligence. Now, I spoke briefly about some of these things that are occurring in the forecast for this year, the forecast 2023, where people don't care about human connection anymore. They care about quantity. They care about reaching quotas. They care about productivity. All of these things are great if you're a robot. They're very great. They want to know, can you do this, this, and this? We don't care how you feel. We don't care what's going on in your life. Is it done or is it not? It's very black and white. And also recognizing how people are afraid of reality, afraid of the truth. And I don't mean truth subjectively or objectively. I mean truth of people's individual truth. I'll give an example. I was at work and one of my coworkers asked me if I have any pets. And I gave my response. And the person, the other person, got so uncomfortable. We need to change the topic. That's dark. That's sad. That's depressing. Now, personally, for me, I tend to go towards those topics. Tell me more about this negative situation. Tell me more about your grief. Tell me more about this. Now, it's really frightening because I work in the healthcare field. So it's really frightening when healthcare officials are afraid to talk about the heavier topics, to express the heavier emotions. That, to me, really affects the way that patients and clients receive treatment. And I've observed that in this institution that I'm working in. And in order to bring healing, there has to be a level of depth that is willing to touch the darkness, that is willing to sink to the bottom of the ocean with somebody. And that's what I do in my personal practice of my full circle counseling. Because I have that holding of the space is what counselors are supposed to do, is what people, in my opinion, in the mental health field are supposed to do. And if you're afraid of that, that's because you're afraid of yourself. In my opinion, there's a lack of understanding oneself so that you can have those boundaries to recognize I can hold the space and understand this person's pain and hear their pain without taking it on or without making it mean something. So there are a lot of different layers to that as well. But we traded human connection for artificial intelligence. We'd rather have a good time than a long time. We'd rather have the gratification. We're very short-sighted as a species. We don't think about the ramifications of polluting the earth. We're not thinking about the longevity of that. We're not thinking, having a foresight thought of, if I do this now, how is that going to impact things later? It's not understanding the full picture. It's seeing one spectacle. It's taking the mindset of being in the present moment in a almost abusive way. And once we ground into wisdom, we can balance all of these different universal laws. So that's one opinion I have. Another thought I had is that we've replaced intimacy with attention, our attachment. So if you're familiar with attachment theory, there are three that I can think of attachment styles. And I'm not going to go into all that right now. That's a whole topic for another day. But I would encourage you, if that is something of interest, to look into that yourself. Attachment theory, what it is, what it's not. But we replace intimacy. We have a fear of intimacy, being intimate with ourselves, being intimate with others. We misunderstand intimacy to mean sexuality, which is not even the case. Sexuality can be a byproduct of intimacy, but it is not intimacy itself. Intimacy is the value of looking into someone. That means looking at something without judgment, without prejudice, without bias. That means holding that space. But if we aren't able to do that for ourselves, then that makes us a lost cause to do that for anyone else. We've replaced and almost maybe subjugated and used these words interchangeably and these values interchangeably of lust and love, which do not equal each other. But as we grow and develop, we learn more about what those things actually are and what they are not. There's a place for all of these things. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But when we replace intimacy with attention, and when we replace intimacy with attachment, what happens, or what can happen, is we create a void within ourselves because we are not seeing into ourselves or being able to see into someone else. We are operating on a disconnected level. And if you want to hear more about connection and the importance of that, I listed that as one of the recommendations, as well as others. And then lastly, in my opinion, why people don't care is because we believe the lies over the truth. We believe the lies over the truth. We believe the government. We believe social media. We believe the media. We believe the news. The only truth, in my opinion, is love. If it's not coming from a place of love, and of course, even that can be skewed because we all have been tainted and traumatized. So even that can be skewed of what we understand that as. But when we see things that don't line up with our reality, And it can create a cognitive dissonance. And most of us would rather hold on to the attachment or hold on to the safety of the false God, if you will, than to actually go into the unknown. So how do I explain this? It's like, oftentimes when we see the truth, we're not ready for it. Because as they say, the truth will piss you off, but the truth will set you free. Most people are still living in bondage. That is what the Matrix is about. Go back and watch the Matrix. It's about bondage. But once you break out of those realms, those cycles, those programs, you start to live your authentic truth and you start to live in the truth, those comforting lies don't become so comforting anymore. And so it can be very painful to wake up to that reality that the world we live in is absolutely ass backwards. Everything we thought we knew, we know nothing about. And everything we thought we knew nothing of, we actually might have known about. The things that people tell us from when we're younger, you know, mermaids don't exist, fairies don't exist, imaginary friends don't exist. You're crazy, you're seeing things, you're thinking things, whatever, whatever, whatever. But believe it or not, most people who are not belonging in this world are here to create a different one because they tap into a different reality. They tap into a different dimension. And if you are actually a friend of this society, you're actually an enemy to the spirit realm because this society is not built for the spirit. I believe it was Jim Carrey who said that. This society is not built for this spiritual body that we're in. So understanding that everything is connected. Separation is an illusion. There are no black people. There are no white people. There are no genders. There are no races. There are no sexual preferences. There is none of that. Because at the end of the day, we are all spirits having a human experience. So the avatar we choose and the life we choose is merely a small fraction of what is really going on. But when you see the other side, when the veil falls and you see what's actually happening, how it's all connected, oof, that's all I gotta say is deep breath. Because it's really real. It's really real. So I want to leave this thought because the episode title is Why Don't You Care? And that can be a validation for the inner child to say, why don't you care? You don't care about me. Why don't you care? And we want to feel seen and we want to feel valid and we want people to care. But we also need to return that same question back to ourselves and say, why don't I care? Why don't I care of the ways I affect people? Why don't I care about things that are important to me? Why don't I care about following my dreams? Why don't I care about fill in the blank? Why don't I care more about this or about that? Whatever it may be. So ways that we can integrate that and build upon that care is to lead by example. Operating as our authentic self naturally paves the way for other people to shine authentically as well. It is not our darkness that frightens us, it is our light, as Marianne Williamson said. So understanding how we can lead by example, how we can not focus so much on the external world, but focus on our internal world, what is right for me? What is true for me? And living according to that. Other ways to integrate, no surprise here, is shadow work. Shadow work is embracing those things we may have wanted to reject about ourselves, providing compassion and forgiveness to ourselves, so that way we can extend that to others. But everything starts from within. The most important and valuable relationship you have is with yourself. You will always be with yourself for the rest of your life. No matter who's with you or not with you, you have yourself at the end of the day. So nurturing that relationship will help foster in and bring in the right relationships for you as well. Focusing on healing the inner child will help provide that care. Because the inner child has learned that no one cares in this world. So you have to remind it that you do. You have to ask yourself reasons why you don't and reasons why you do. And so that's what I'm going to leave you guys with for now. please check out the recommendations. I listed a few recommendations. Some I've mentioned in this episode, some I've not mentioned. But feel free to check out as much as you'd like. And if you would like, I also did a performance recently, a live performance. So if you want to check out that gig, that part two will be available when this episode is published. So you can check out part two. Again, you can share it, you can watch it, matters not, however you feel. But know that you're not alone. Know that people do care. But it starts with you caring about you and caring about those things that matter to your heart. So be well, stay safe, take care. Until next time.